What's new in business news, December 3rd, 2013? Protests hit peak tourist season, 1 billion baht cost of CAT power cut, and risk of sovereign credit downgrade from protests. Tourism. Protests hit peak tourism season numbers. Hotel bookings are slowing down due to violence and tension between anti-government protesters and riot police in Bangkok. The four major markets of ASEAN, South Asia, Oceania, and Africa are showing negative signs for bookings this month and next month. 31 countries, including Japan, China, India, Britain, and the U.S., have issued travel advisories at level 2 for their citizens to avoid visiting areas near protests in the capital. Only Slovakia, Israel, and Russia have raised their advisories to level 3. However, some Russian tourists, who form a major market, are changing their plans and visiting Pattaya, Hua Hin, and Koh Samet instead of Bangkok. ASEAN tourists have changed their destinations to other countries in the region, with 30% changing their destinations to Thailand's other provinces. Hotel and tour bookings from Australian tourists are expected to grow by only 3.6% during the 2 months, down from a projection of more than 10%. The Meetings, Incentives, Conventions, and Exhibitions, or MICE, MICE, segment has been significantly affected, with cancellations of about 30%. More than 10 events have been cancelled due to the political unrest. Room bookings for one major hotel in Bangkok stand at 60 to 70% for December and January. Internet. 1 billion baht cost of CAT power cut by protesters. A power cut by anti-government protesters at CAT Telecom in Bangrak District shut down the data center that is CAT's prime hub for both domestic and international traffic, resulting in a 10-hour downtime. At least 10% of all websites are estimated to have been affected by CAT's service disruption. The service disruption is said to have cost internet-related firms opportunities worth at least 1 billion baht. The cost estimate is based on the number of customers using CAT's internet infrastructure, which makes up 20% of the country's total in a market worth 30 billion baht. Had the incident occurred on a weekday, the damage could have reached 6 billion baht. CAT reported a loss of 300 million baht from the power cut. CAT acknowledges it has a weak security system and that upgrades are needed. The sabotage might have been an inside job, as the State Telecom Enterprises data center is a restricted area that requires a physical security clearance. The incident is a wake-up call for companies to adopt continuity and data management plans to minimize the impact of business disruptions, and also offers a lesson for firms preparing for dynamic load balancing in a distributed computer system. Having at least two locations for computer server systems and using more than one internet service provider are effective preventive measures. Virtualization and cloud-based computer services are affordable alternatives that allow flexible migration between data centers if the need arises. Sovereign credit rating. Moody's warns of mounting credit risks. The ongoing protests will likely undermine investor confidence and an already fragile growth outlook for next year, both of which are credit negative factors for Thailand, according to Moody's Investors Service. Thailand is currently rated BAA1 with a stable outlook by the rating agency. Although the protests have mostly been peaceful, four people were killed and dozens wounded during clashes on Saturday night. Prolonged or escalating protests may adversely affect foreign investment and tourism and exacerbate delayed public infrastructure investment, which will weigh on Thailand's future growth in 2014 and beyond. While Thailand's credit fundamentals are still good, weaker growth will negatively affect the fiscal balance and push debt ratios. Since U.S. tapering fears emerged in May this year, emerging market countries with relatively weak policy frameworks or external current account and domestic budget deficits have had more volatile capital flows. Thailand has become more vulnerable to diminished investor confidence because it has these twin deficits and its foreign exchange reserves have declined since May. Thailand's growth momentum is also slowing. Third quarter real GDP growth declined to 2.7% year-on-year from 5.4% in the first quarter. This contrasts with South Korea, Malaysia, and Singapore, which all reported stronger third quarter annual growth rates.